On to item 9, the 2019 CICERO budget. Henry.
Excellent, folks. Thank you so much for letting me sit on the bench to pinch hit. Okay, let's start off by just running to page 3 to give you the quick version. There's a nice graph on page 3 that tells you the proposed budget that we are recommending is 14.1, which is a modest increase over last year of about 4%, something like $566,000. Most of that has to do with increases in personnel and benefits. We spoke earlier about funding for the OPEB trust. There's something for that. We have some temporary wages for one-time assignments like the subledger decommissioning project. We're finishing up with that. There's some vacancies that we struggle to fill, and so there's temporary wages for that. Let's see. We have some professional services, some legal in connection with the custodian bank. We're going to need some legal assistance there. There's continuous IT system improvements, a little bit of that, and we're probably going to be using the help of a building consultant for our options on what's going to happen with our building. So that's all in the 566. The majority of that is in the administrative budget section. We know about the 21 basis points, which is the CERL cap limit, and that is connected to the most recent actuarial accrued liability, which as of December 31st was $9.2 billion. So when you multiply out the 21 basis points, that gives us a limit of $19.4 million. Our proposed administrative budget of 10.6 is about half, so we're well under that. So I think we're doing very good. What I really appreciated about the budget production is that it was an interactive process with all the managers, estimating their costs, their forecast. This is a streamlined version here. If you move on to page 6, this is the overall picture where the numbers reside. The format of this is very nifty because it ties in the way it gets presented in the CAFR report. So we'll see the same format as we hear more about the administrative expenses throughout the year. Right off the bat, on the bottom, you see in the orange section, 14.074, that's the proposed budget that we're asking. You see the increase, 565.9 for last year and the 4%. You see the line items that it makes up. Most of that is up at the top, the personnel services. As we spoke earlier, that's, you know, where the fees are. There's some mixture of pluses and minuses across the board. In the middle, in the professional services section, you know, we have more legal. There's some decreases. Audit services is going down. The ICON work is inside that line item. We expect that to be finishing up next year. So most of it is very modest, and it's a very similar budget from one year to the next year.
Henry, what's the other professional services increase?
That is the building consultant that we have a little bit of room in there for.
Thank you.
If we need them, they're there. We just want to make a provision for it. Let's see. That is the overall version. I know everybody's been very busy with a lot of topics. This is the top-level version. So is it any questions, anything I can do?
Anyone have any questions? No. Looks
good.
Yes.
All righty.
Thank you.
Here's the next one.
Yeah.
So I move that we accept the 2019-20.
Oh, there is a
second.
Last minute item. Thanks.
Motion.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Item 10.